T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you all for being here. You know, the response on the proposal to attempt to improve the rate of organ donation in New York State has really been tremendous, not all of it positive. I think there's been a misunderstanding from a lot of people, but the importance of doing this, it can only really be accomplished with public support. Right now, I don't believe it has the public support it needs. I think there needs to be a real education campaign on what it means and why it needs to be done and how it's done. So currently, I'm not going to move forward with this proposal at this time. I just think there is just not enough. There hasn't been enough time for people to really absorb what it means and understand it. And I think there's been a real, passionate reaction. So we're not going to move forward with the proposal at this time. But I hope people realize how important this issue is. It's Donate Life Month right now. And currently, New York State is the lowest of any state in population-wise of people who are registered to be organ donors. It's incredibly unfortunate. We also have the third longest waiting list of residents who need an organ. So while we're going to push the education component, the policy change that would essentially, what it would have done, just to clarify, a driver's license application has a mandatory organ donor question on it. What we were going to do is rephrase that question that would have more strongly encouraged participation by having an opt-out rather than an opt-in section. So with that, I'll take any questions, and I'm happy to clarify anything or any misconceptions that are out there.
So when did you introduce this bill, and are you referring to Bill A-01133A?
No. What we're trying to do is, when we had a proposal, so there's a difference there's a process that takes place. So you draft a bill, you index it, and then you make amendments and you continue to carry that along.
Right.
So we pulled, before it was even indexed and assigned, we've pulled that index from, so it's not currently in the assembly. It was a proposal. We wanted to start a public conversation. Unfortunately, that public conversation did not go the way we really wanted people to understand why it's such a need. So until I think that conversation happens and it's prioritized, I think we're not indexing the bill. So the bill is not going to move forward. So it's not currently indexed. It's not there.
Why do you think there was such an adverse reaction to what you put out there?
Well, I think we expected, some of that, but I think so there are ways you can phrase anything. Like, you can get a reaction any way you frame an issue. So you can say something like, the government's going to go take your organs, and people are going to be really upset about that, like anyone would. Or you can say, we are going to increase participation in this program by changing the wording, for the registry so that more people participate. Because people are dying, unfortunately, because they're dying on the waiting list. So when you frame something a certain way, and I think we could have done a better job at framing it, and I think we had, I think we had a clerical error in one of our press releases that could have easily allowed people to perceive it that way. So I think we could have done a better job. So there were two press releases. So there was an initial press release that had an error.
Is that the one on the 13th?
I think I have that one. I believe so.
Yeah.
So, and then the clarifying one, unfortunately, when people get something in their minds, it's hard to change that right away. So I think we could, sometimes errors happen, and you have to work to educate the public and change that. So we'll have a full statement clarifying what the program would entail and what the bill would entail. But again, we're not going to move forward until people have a real comfort level of this.
Donate Life New York roll this proposal out, maybe getting them involved to kind of help put out there what your idea was?
Absolutely. One, we want to partner with everyone who cares about this issue. So that's certainly part of the program, but the first thing we really wanted to do was just hear from the public. So this idea is not new, so it's already active in many countries throughout the world. It's just, I think, a new concept for people here.
What would you have done differently then? I know you said there was maybe a clerical issue with one of the releases. What would you have done differently?
I think, honestly, I probably would have waited a week, and then I probably would have at least, like, so on that press release, probably would have shared the application, and then probably would have shared the language at which, you know, the specific language we wanted to change. And also there was just a I think an error in the beginning that said, you know, everyone 18 and up would be registered, but it was everyone. What the mistake was is that 16 and 17 year olds will not, in the language, 16 and 17 year olds would not be part of the opt out program. They would still have to opt in. I just think there's just there's too personal of a thing to have 16 and 17 year olds just making an opt out decision. I want it to be 18 and up.
Pat, why not have the conversation on the floor though, with the bill as the starting point?
You mean in committee?
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll continue to work on that, and I want to engage with the public. I don't think this works if you have people thinking the government is being ghoulish in taking their organs. I just don't think that works. So I think the better route right now is to continue to engage with the community and try and have that full conversation. I think if people feel that the process is moving forward while they're opposed to it and they already have this in their head, I don't think in the end it will work. So one big difference, so in countries that have an opt-out program, it's much more successful. You save lives by doing it, but generally the public in those countries is supportive of the program. So I think it takes a lot more education and engagement with the community before you have people, you know, before you move forward through the legislative process. I just think it will continue to be problematic, and I think it will not help, you know, the cause I'm trying to help. It will hurt if I move it through the legislative process.
Is this something that you heard where people call in your office? Or do you see it mostly online?
I mean, I think you just become aware of it because it's Donate Life Month. So I've heard a lot of people saying, like, well, there just needs to be, you know, people need to be made aware of the need for organ donors, and I think there already is a program. I think it can be a lot better, and I want to be a part of that.
What do you think New York could do differently to increase the amount of organ donors?
Well, I want to hear. So I mean, I put a proposal forward that I think would significantly increase that. I don't think the public is ready for that. I would also ask the public, especially people who are opposed to it. One, I want them again to realize that this is about saving lives. So if you're opposed to what I think is a reasonable proposal to change the wording of a question so that more people participate in this program, then, you know, then I would ask them that. That's what I want to hear, is like, okay, what are your ideas? If we acknowledge this is a problem, we acknowledge people are dying on a wait list, you're opposed to the notion of changing the question to improve the participation rate in organ donors, then what are your ideas to solve this problem?
When did you originally push your idea forward?
I mean, I don't know. What do you mean?
When did you originally announce that you had this idea to change the wording of the question?
Oh, I mean, when
was
we
this?
When
was
we
this earlier this month or
when we
Friday?
Yeah, when
Friday?
We did the release.
Okay,
yeah.
So Friday you originally had that idea, but now you want to back off that idea. Do you want to abandon the idea totally?
Oh, no. I
so
believe
Friday you had this idea, and now Monday.
What?
Monday you want to back off? Is that what we're hearing? Mm. You don't want this.
No,
you're
backing no.
Up the proposal. You don't want to propose it anymore?
No, I think you're putting words in my mouth. Okay. What I'm saying is, we put out this proposal. We wanted to start a public conversation about it.
Okay.
The public is clearly not comfortable with this conversation. So I am not going to push a legislative proposal that my constituents are not comfortable with. What I'm going to do is continue to work with them and engage with them, because it's about saving people's lives. Currently, there are people on a wait list who will die because there are not enough donors. And we need to fix that. If people aren't comfortable with that program, then I want to hear their ideas to how to fix that.
And just to follow up, I'm sorry. To be clear, though, aside from rewording the question on the application, which for now we're going to table,
Well, when I say table, I'm not going to push forward with that as a legislative bill. I'm going to engage on that issue and say this is an objective way to increase the amount of organ donors we have, which will save lives. If people are very strongly opposed to that, what are the solutions? So I'm all about finding solutions to real problems. This is a real problem. People, if they don't feel comfortable with this, fine. But I don't want to hear no. I'm fine with people being opposed to things, but I also want to hear new ideas and thoughts on how we can solve this problem. Because just being opposed to things isn't good enough. We have to solve this problem.
What I was trying to get at, though, do you have other ideas?
Right.
So this is the first part of this one, because there has been an overwhelming amount of passion and frankly vitriol on this for people who don't really understand. The first thing is to then engage with them and talk to them what the issue is and what we're going to do, and then the next step will be to engage with the community, have public discussions, hopefully encourage people to offer comments to my office and come up with solutions to this problem.
You mentioned had you had a chance to do this rollout differently, you'd have waited a week. In that waiting, would you have also probably taken some advice from other organizations that work with getting organ donations as well, to kind of get their perspective on what also could have been a solution, rather than just making an announcement, here's what you want to do and here's what you want to hear?
Again, what I would have done would have been to fully educate and share documents that would have, I think, had a more clear, linear way of explaining like how we're going to do this. I think my biggest mistake was maybe being too vague in the press release and allowing people to sort of to make conclusions. I think I should have been a lot more clear in that. And that I acknowledge is my fault.
Is it a learning process here, Pat? Was this your first bill they
introduced? Oh no. I have my first piece of legislation passed last week, and I had my first debate last week in the assembly. I think you can never predict how the public's going to react to something. I mean, my first instinct was, this is probably going to be a controversial topic, but it's one that's important to have, and one that hopefully brings the focus to the need for more organ donors.
To be clear, people in New York, there was a bill passed a couple of years ago. They have to answer the question now, right?
They have to answer the question. But so what the question and so how it's laid out is you can say yes or skip the question. So really people can just pass over that question. They have to answer it, but they can answer it by saying, I don't want to answer. And I think that really lets people off the hook, where if you just simply said, if the question or statement was, by completing this application, you are recognizing you will be an organ donor, and then the options are, I opt out of being an organ donor, or yes, I understand that I will be an organ donor. The likelihood of people not opting out, I think, is significant and could, again, save people's lives.
There's a disconnect here, isn't there, between how people poll as far as whether they're in favor of donating organs and how many people actually do opt to be an organ donor?
I mean, it was really a fascinating learning experience, especially, I spent the weekend, most, I think, politicians do not engage on social media too much. They try, it's a lot. So I spent a lot of time going back and forth with people to try and have this discussion, and I heard a lot of I'm all about organ donations. It's just not for me. I'm like, well, hopefully you never have to be on the waiting list. What public opinion is, I could say the public reaction. I don't know if it certainly wasn't scientific, but I think the overwhelming response to people to my office was that they weren't comfortable with it. And I think it's also a sensitive topic, right? Like, you're talking about something we're all aware that we're gonna die one day. None of us like thinking about it. It's all in the back of our heads. So it's uncomfortable. It's something, we don't want to think about. And so the thought of having that put in your face, like, yes, you're going to die one day, and then the following result, I think is really uncomfortable for people. So I think it's the right discussion to have, and I think really, certainly the intent of the proposal is the right thing to do, and I think we need to fix the problem. I think I could have certainly gone about it better.
Okay. So basically you're saying, because you've gotten some pushback from the public, that you want to re-examine your approach with regards to presenting this to the public, is that right?
Certainly, so I think the proposal is the right thing to do, mm-hmm. and I think we can help a significant amount of people by doing it. But if the public is unwilling to support that, you know, I'm certainly not going to force something down the public's throats because I, Pat Burke, think it's the right thing to do. Then it's my job to engage with them and to build that relationship more and build that trust and have that conversation over and over and again until for as long as it takes, so that they're comfortable with it. I think that's my job.
Right. You've got a lot of pushback online, was it? And a lot of phone calls to your office?
Phone calls to the office, pushback online. You know, yeah, but that's part of this process, right? Like, so you put a proposal out there that you think is a good idea, you engage with the community. If they don't like it, then you rework it until you have something that is still a good solution to the problem, but that the community feels comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. So would you wouldn't expect to reintroduce something this year, or would you?
I'm not sure. I'm certainly going to work on advocating for the plan. If someone comes up with some great idea, then and that has public support, I'll probably advocate for that. But again, right now, 9,500 people are on the wait list in New York and some of those people will die because they don't have access to an organ donor. And I believe we are around 25% of our population is on the organ donor list. It's an unfortunate problem that you have right now. You know, I just thinking about my family or my kids, if one of them were on the organ donor list and just people were just sort of like, well, I don't like that. I don't feel comfortable with it. That would hurt me. And be like, wait a minute. Well, I don't feel comfortable with my kid being sick or dying because people don't want to participate in this program, or the government doesn't want to encourage people effectively to participate in this program. So we'll see what proposals come up. We'll see what the conversation with the community is, and then we'll go from there.
Do you have any idea of how those community conversations are going to go, what that might look like yet?
If I parse them off of what the last several community conversations have been over the last couple of days, probably not warm at first, but hopefully, I think everybody acknowledges that it is a good thing for someone to be an organ donor, right? And like, no one disputes that. It's whether they feel comfortable with it for themselves and whether they want to, a stronger program that will you know, create access for more people who are on the waiting list. But I'm not, you know, we'll see how those conversations go.
You said you didn't want to hear no as an answer. You want to hear alternative ideas. Has anyone approached you with an alternative idea?
Not yet. No. I've heard a lot of no's, but nothing productive enough. But again, I think that will go into making this more of a community campaign, engaging with advocates. I mean, so all the advocates that I've talked to, and you know, you're talking about like the actual Donate Life program. All the advocates, I've certainly had a bunch of people who have received an organ and who are alive because of that, who have said, like, don't back down because of public pressure. And I'm saying, like, that's not what we're doing. Like, I have a job to engage with my community, and if they are really opposed to something, I don't think it's right for me to just push something forward while they're so very clearly uncomfortable with it. So what we're going to do is double down our efforts to engage with the community and hopefully get more people on our side.
And then ultimately introduce the same bill, a bill that's very similar to this?
I mean, like I said, I can't predict what it's going to be, but if we can improve upon it or make people more comfortable or have better health outcomes, all of those things are going to encompass what that will end up being. And then don't forget, there's also there's what I think my job is and how I can be an effective member of the assembly, but there's for my community and having a good response from them. There's also the machinations of getting it through the assembly, getting it through the Senate, and having it passed by the governor. That doesn't happen if everybody hates it. Okay, so it's not me seeking popularity. It's this doesn't work if people are fundamentally opposed to it. It only works if you engage with the community and educate people and have them in support of it.
You think you gave it enough time?
That's a good question.
I mean, just a few days, right? Just Friday.
Saturday. Right, but yeah, well, if I gave it enough time, well, there's two portions that we're talking about. One, the legislative end. Did I give it enough time to germinate in the legislative end?
No. Within, you know, public perception.
Well, that part isn't going to end, though. Like, so we're going to continue to work on that.
But but you're willing to not move it forward on the
legislative
side
legislatively.
Because of public opinion.
Right.
So do you think you gave enough time to?
Like, do I think public opinion will just shift?
I don't think that it would shift naturally. But I mean, do you think you've heard from all of your constituency? I mean, there are a lot of people who haven't heard about this yet. You know what I mean? It's been 48 hours.
Right.
And
so
suddenly you're willing to back off.
I'm willing to not move forward in the legislative process.
Yes.
So those are that's a totally different scenario. So I am willing to engage with the community more until I move it forward legislatively.
So you're going to scale back because you want to engage with the community is what you're saying.
So I am not going to move forward with legislation on this topic until the community has been fully educated, has been fully engaged on the issue.
And as far as that education process, do you have a plan of action with regard to educating your constituents, or are you just hoping that everybody just sort of gets the word out?
No, what we're going to do is engage with the community, you know, have public meetings on this. We're going to hopefully do a lot and really talk to people and have them support. I think once most people understand what it is, I think they'll be supportive. I think again, I did not do a good enough job educating people on what this was, and they had what is a natural human reaction to that. And so I will do better at my job engaging with the community on sensitive topics like this, and then hopefully move forward with a policy that can help a lot of people. I don't think you can move forward with policies by jamming them down people's throats. I think you do it because it's the right thing and because they understand the issue.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.